You are listening to the audio of My Husband's Newfound BDSM Fantasy, brought to you by sexiestories.com. Please visit our website for more erotica pleasure. Now let's get started. It all started when I accidentally stumbled upon my husband's internet history. At first, I was shocked and hurt by the explicit content he was into. But then something strange happened. I became intrigued. I found myself drawn to these erotic stories, consumed with curiosity about what turned him on so much. Before long, I began reading them too, my body tingling as I imagined being in those scenes, feeling the passion and desire. One day, while we were lying in bed after making love, I hesitantly brought up his online habits. He hesitated for a moment before admitting that he had been exploring an erotic side of himself he hadn't known existed until recently. To my surprise, instead of being defensive or ashamed, he opened up about it all. His face flushed as he told me how much he loved seeing women take control, dominating their partners in these fantasies. My heart raced as I listened to him describe scenes where strong women took what they wanted from their men, leaving them panting and begging for more. The thought of being that woman, the one who held all the power, sent shivers down my spine. I decided right then that I would give this newfound world a try, if only to understand his attraction better. That night, we set up a webcam in our bedroom and began exploring together. As we started filming ourselves acting out some of those fantasies, something shifted between us. The air became electric with anticipation. Every touch felt more intense, every kiss deeper than before. I took control, guiding his hands to where I wanted them most, feeling him grow harder under my fingertips as I stroked him gently. His eyes were locked on mine, filled with lust and wonder, as if he couldn't believe how good it felt to let go and submit to me. As we kissed, I reached down between us, wrapping my fingers around his cock, feeling its heat against my palm. He groaned softly into my mouth, arching his hips upward in a silent plea for more pressure, more friction. I slid my hand up and down his shaft slowly, deliberately, watching the muscles in his neck tense with each stroke. When I finally felt him swell even bigger beneath me, I knew he was close, so very close to losing control completely. That's when I decided to take things a step further, leaning forward to whisper naughty words into his ear as I continued stroking him steadily. "You like that, don't you? You love it when your cock is in my hand, throbbing and desperate for release." His breath caught in his throat. His eyes squeezed shut as if he were trying desperately to hold back the tide of pleasure threatening to consume him. But I wouldn't let him escape so easily, not this time. With a wicked smile, I stopped stroking him abruptly, leaving him panting and gasping for air. "Not yet," I purred, running my fingernails lightly along his inner thighs, making him squirm beneath me. He let out a strangled cry of frustration, trying to thrust into my hand again, but I kept it firmly planted against the sheets. "Please," he begged, his voice hoarse with lust. "I need to come, please, baby." But I only laughed softly, leaning down to kiss him gently before standing up and walking away, leaving him hard and aching on the bed. His eyes followed me as I moved around the room, stripping off my clothes one piece at a time until I stood before him naked and glistening with desire. "Now," I said softly, crawling back onto the bed between his legs, "it's your turn to beg." And without warning, I took him into my mouth, sucking hard on the head of his cock as he screamed out in pleasure. He tasted so good, salty and sweet at the same time, just like I knew he would be. As I slid my lips up and down his shaft, swirling my tongue around the sensitive skin, I could feel him growing even bigger inside me, throbbing wildly against my lips. He was moaning loudly now, his hands tangled in my hair as he tried to hold me steady. But I pulled away just long enough to tell him no. This time, he would have to take what he wanted without any help from me. His eyes widened with shock and arousal as I climbed on top of him, sliding his cock deep inside me in one smooth motion. He felt so good inside me, hot and hard, filling me up completely as I began to ride him slowly, deliberately. I could see the desperation in his face, the need for release that was driving him wild with lust. But I wasn't ready to let him go just yet, not when it felt this good to be in control. So instead of giving him what he wanted right away, I changed things up, leaning back until my hands were pressed against the headboard behind us, lifting myself off his cock, only to slide back down again with agonizing slowness. He was gasping for air now, his eyes squeezed shut as he tried to hold on to the last shreds of his control. But I could see that it was a losing battle. Soon, very soon, he would be begging me to let him come, just like I knew he would. I kept up my slow, teasing pace until finally, with one final thrust, he lost all ability to resist anymore. "Please," he screamed, his voice hoarse with lust and desperation. "Oh God, please let me come!" That's when I finally gave him what he wanted most, leaning down to kiss him deeply as I grabbed hold of his cock, stroking it firmly between us until at last, with a roar of pure ecstasy, he came hard all over my hand. As I looked into his eyes, I could see the wonder and gratitude there, the knowledge that together we had discovered something truly magical. And as I felt him shudder beneath me, my own orgasm crashing through me like a tidal wave of pleasure, I knew without a doubt that this was just the beginning of our new erotic adventure together. Thank you for listening to the audio of My Husband's Newfound BDSM Fantasy. If you enjoyed it, please like and follow us for more. You can also visit our website, sexiestories.com, for more erotica pleasure.